So, yeah, guys, I would like to keep you updated on what Doug and I talked about, even if it's very late for me now and I have to get up early next morning. Yeah, Doug and I talked about the Masternode thing, which where the discussion came up like in the last day. I came up with a nice solution. I don't feel like, we don't feel like Varium should be able to stake, or you should be able to stake Varium. That's why I came up with in our opinion, a very nice idea. Basically, we want to incentivize users to hold Varium and be rewarded for it. The same way, the thing we need is a processing unit, basically. And I came up with the idea of like hybrid masternodes. Basically, you need to hold a certain amount of Varium and a certain amount of Varicoin to be considered as a masternode. The masternodes created their own small chain, which will be similar to a contract chain, where the masternodes handle certain market movements or transactions. So the decentralized exchange, as example, that's what what Doug came up with, was like the masternodes will process the trading on the decentralized binary chain exchange, where you can exchange like Varicoin for Varian and vice versa. So a user is able to set an order for Varicoin, as example, so the user holds Varium and want to exchange for Varicoin. Another user takes the order of this user and fulfills it, like on a normal exchange. Then the payment from both sides will be sent to a masternode address, will be exchanged in the address itself, and then both sides will get their coins they wanted. And the transaction is signed by the masternode network. But now to the hybrid nodes. The hybrid nodes don't get paid in Varium. You have to have a certain amount of Varium, but the fees or the incentivized or incentivize will be paid in Varicoin. So it's like you're not staking your Varicoins. You have to have a certain amount, but the amount of Varicoins you get per day, per week, or any value in future we decide to have is determined by your Varium. So if you increase your amount of Varium in the masternode, you will get more Varicoins out of it. So this way we incentivize a masternode owner to mine, pay this mine Varium to the masternode to create more, to get more Varicoins out of it. The masternodes itself won't create or increase the consensus on the Varicoin nor Varium chain. They will only work on their own small contract chain where they sign transaction and handle requests from the users. So they will handle a transaction with Vari SML, they will handle a transaction on the centralized on the decentralized exchange. They will process maybe like when we add like a decentralized market when you where you can buy goods and stuff like Amazon or eBay on chain. This is the things the masternode will how to say it, the master nodes will process. So I think that's a great solution to both incentivize users to mine and the same way incentivize the users to hold their stock or even increase their stock to get more very coins. There's no number of minimum right now because we have to decide when we are implementing, but there will be a minimum amount of Varium and Varicoin and a certain percentage in percentage to each other, where you have like 70% Varium holding and 30% Varicoin holding in the masternode, but this will be decided when implementing or while implementing. And so please share your thoughts about it. Feel free to discuss, feel free to recommend anything. Let the fun begin. Have a nice evening, guys.